Mayor is running a little late. He'll be here in about 10 minutes. He asked me to conduct the meeting until he got here. Next on the agenda is public comment and public comment.
Hi, I'm Pat Kenyanda. I have a question or two about assessment or how you get this. I have heard people say that they're not going to do anything to paint or put siding on their homes because their assessment will go up. And I wondered if that was the excuse or the reason why some homes and buildings in the heart of the village are ugly.
Dave, you...
Yeah, I guess... All right, we're not on here, but I guess... No, that's a myth. The way I see it is I want to see improvements, and I refuse to raise somebody's assessment based on improvements unless they're going to add a garage or a second floor. Yeah, a building. Other than that, I don't want to see encourage improvements. I'd rather penalize people who let their houses fall apart. You know, that would be the way I would see it, as opposed to...
Can that be done?
No, I don't think so, but the way I see it is, you know, move forward. You know, Mr. Connolly's doing a great job over there. He's not going to get his assessment raised. He's in, you know, he's doing... he's putting siding on. Well, anyway... You just, the way I see it, more improvements the better. We're not raising assessment unless there's going to be added square footage. I'm not going to raise assessments, if, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah, so what can the village do for people who let the outsides of their buildings, like, be missing sidings and boardings?
Well, that's a code enforcement issue, and it's questionable, because here's the problem with that. We've addressed the chip paint. There's some houses that the paint is horrible. It's almost non-existent. And then there's some houses that have a little bit of chip paint. If you go after one, you have to go after all, and that's the problem with that. So if you go after somebody whose house is deteriorated and only got a little bit of paint on it, then you kind of got to go, you know, after them all. Or unless somebody complains. If somebody complains, and then we send the code enforcement officer over there, and he sees it to be over and above an issue, then, you know, he can proceed and issue a order to remedy. So if there's a property in... You know, that you feel needs to be addressed.
Who's the code?
Complain.
Who's the code?
Kevin Hitchcock is a code enforcement officer. But you can address your complaint through Village Hall, through the clerk, and then it will come to him as well as myself, and then we will take it from there. So the way I see it is, if you have complaints, make your complaints, and they will be private. And then Kevin and I will address it from there.
Okay, Kevin Hitchcock.
Kevin Hitchcock.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other public comment? Ross?
Ross Phoenix. Once again, live at 15 Maple Avenue. I just want to make a comment that I want to thank everybody in the village itself, DPW, everything for the support that they've given us. Missy's been great. She gave me so much direction where to go. Dave, my neighbor, of everything everybody did for us after the fire. This whole village, even people I don't know coming by, and just, it was great. It was something. To rebuild in the village was never a question of whether we were or weren't. So it's, but I just want to, on behalf of myself, my wife, I want to say thank you for everything.
Any other public comment?
Richard Davids.
Hey, Dave. Approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Oh, I did.
Have I had a chance to look at it? Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
Motion on the floor. Get a second.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any other comments? Dave, any comments?
No comments.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I abstain. That was here. Okay. Pass. Approve the treasurer's report of August 2017. And a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion by Dave, second?
Second.
Second by Bill, all in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion, I'm sorry? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passed. Correspondence, any correspondence, do I have it up here?
I don't have any, no.
All right, no correspondence, we're gonna wait for the mayor to come, you want, and he should be here shortly, I'd rather have the mayor, so if you can sit tight for a little bit, okay, thanks. Reports, highway department, Bill?
I have good news, tomorrow morning at 6:30, Delson North Paving will start the work on the roads that we have here. It's been a long time coming, but there have been some problems with early spring rains and a lot of state contracts which caused a backup in the asphalt, and so anyway, they're ready to go. Jay will meet with them at the first thing in the morning, and Jay, you might want to indicate how long you think it'll take.
That I'm not sure. He said they're going to work as long as they can tomorrow, and it may run over into next week sometime.
Okay.
Because he's got a project that he's committed to on Friday, and he said throughout the season they've lost like 25 days to rain. That's why they're so far behind.
Okay. Thanks very much. I want to thank Missy and you for putting the thing together.
John? Are they going to do any milling?
As far as I know.
Yes.
They are going to do milling?
They're milling where they're paving.
They got a regular milling machine coming in, or they're going to do it over road, or?
They're using a skid steer.
Are they going to do a little bobcat milling?
Yeah. But there's spots they're taking out large chunks of it.
So there's not going to be a blacktop above the curb so the water runs over in people's yards?
No. The only, they're not paving, the only spot where they're paving where there's a curb is down Lake Avenue. Everything else is just flat.
And they go in tack hole?
Yes.
The T&L one?
What?
T&L one?
What's that?
Truman level?
Yes.
That's all. That's all I have.
Okay. Water department, average use for a day was 134,000 gallons a day. All tester and current, Jay ran the special test also for this month per Rensselaer County. We're working on their creek crossing down on the Lake Ave and Elm, where we have to fix the water line going on, across the water. There's a resolution later on in the meeting for that. They finished the Griswold Street project. Located a shut off on Tremont Drive, fixed a shut off on Albany Avenue, and replaced a shut off on 20th Fairview Avenue. And kept our water flowing. Thanks for doing Pete's hard work. We ran two college water samples also, and both came back negative. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah. You keep going.
Okay. All right. Port Police Department, sir.
Sure. Officer Jones filed a written report for August. You have that in front of you. In August, there were 7 arrests made, 32 incidents, 101 tickets issued. 18 of the tickets were for speeding, including 3 for speeds exceeding 20 miles over the speed limit. Average speed over the speed limit was 15 miles an hour. 16 tickets were written for operating a motor vehicle while using an electronic device or while using a mobile phone without a hands-free device. There were also 3 seatbelt violations and 5 tickets for failing to stop at a red light or a stop sign. The department also responded to several domestic dispute calls, and the details of the arrest tickets and incidents are included in the report. Unit 602, the Ford Interceptor, has 16,700 miles on it. 603, the Crown Victoria, has 41,000 miles.
I mean, you mean, how does it save us if they do the inserts versus the other? It doesn't. I mean, you know, I would. It depends on how much of the system we have to shut down. That's the key.
If you'd want, I'll call tomorrow or next week. By next meeting, I'll have some prices on 6, 8, 12-inch valves for both regular and inserts.
Well, we can do that. We can work on that with the bid package. You know, if we get this approved tonight, then, you know, we can, you and I and whoever is going to work on the design could sit down and pick out this valve here and know which ones we can isolate. You know, because if you have to shut half the village down to replace a valve, I mean, maybe that one is worth using an insert.
Yeah.
So.
And the A&E services are covered with the grant. The grant covers.
Yes.
This. Okay. Cool. All right.
This is all grant under the grant.
One less invasive than the other.
No, we still have to open the whole line up because they still have to attach it to the pipe.
I think we put one of those valves in Westbrook, didn't we, Jay?
Okay, insert.
Yeah, didn't we? Something down that way.
We put one on Church and on Albany on Route 20. We did.
On the end of John Street, and by Old Stewart's is an insert valve. Then by 20 on Scarfoni's, we used line stopping technology, which is they take and they put a machine on each side, and it's a big airbag, and they cut a hole and they put the airbag in, cut the piece out, put the valve in, and with dresser couplings. That's another potential option.
So we can, you know, discuss the particulars of it in there, but it's, you know, I'd like to get the package together because, I mean, you know, we could do a couple of valves, you know, before the winter probably and do some more after. It's just every one is going to be a separate job. There's just no way that this is going to be, you can flow from one thing to the next to the next to the next like a regular job. Every time you do a valve, it's going to be in and of itself. And the first thing we need to get is that 10-inch valve in up at the tank.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
We have the valve already.
We have the valve. Yes, we do.
Are we going to map the system too?
Yes, they're going to do a full map of the system. Thanks for reminding me on that. That was part of the thing is that we get a full map of the village water system with all of the hydrant and valve locations and indications on them, whether they're functioning or whether they're in need of repair or of no use. So, any other discussion on that? Entertain a motion to approve that.
All right, motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. There's one other project I talked to them about. I know we've talked about doing some building improvements, painting the building for one thing. We've talked about replacing these doors for at least 2 years and the windows. And I'd like to put an architectural package together. When I talked to him roughly last week, it's going to be in the $2,000 to $3,000 range to put a package together, pick out the windows and doors. And I'm going to ask him to replace these two doors here, all of the exterior doors and all of the windows with better quality, more efficient windows. Patch up and paint the skin on the outside of the building. And I'm also asking, I guess we still have some roof issues. I want those resolved also. So put a package together to do all that. And like I say, it's going to be in the $2,000 to $3,000.
Just for the engineering of that?
Or? Just to put the package and get the bid spec together.
Is that LaVerge?
Yeah.
You're asking to do that?
Yeah.
Can we also include the behind the furnace? Or is that included in there?
What do you mean?
There's water coming in.
That's where the vent goes out. Yeah, that's part of it.
That's part of it.
Yep. Yep. So that is, I know we have another leak over here, and it's a brand new roof, what can I say? But anyway, I would like to get approval to do that, up to $3,000.
Okay, motion.
Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
What fund would that come out of?
That come out of buildings. Okay. Yeah, we have like, I think there's 82,000 in the buildings capital fund.
Capital fund?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think we're in good shape for it. We can afford to do it. We've talked about doing it for a long time. And there's money in the buildings.
557?
Yeah.
Capital fund?
But there's also money in the budget for that type of work also, so we'll figure, we should have enough to do it all. Approval of Trustees Forte's retirement calendar. So, in February, there was our new law was passed, or amended the law for elected officials who are not working on hourly basis. So officials that do not work turn in timesheets. They were always required to do a 3-month calendar and write down the hours that they were performing village duties, or in our case, and turn that into the clerk using that as a template to provide their days of work during the month for retirement purposes. So the retirement payments are based on their salary, what they make. So everybody makes a flat rate for the month. So it's based on that. Because folks like Trustee Forte does work on behalf of the village during the month, and does not submit a monthly timesheet every month, and therefore he can do this 3-month thing. It's good for a period of up to 8 years, and at election time, if you become reelected, you can either do a new calendar if it changes, or you have to certify that the calendar that is previously or is currently on file is still reflective of the duties that you perform. So that's what the law states. And then it has to be submitted to the village board, and the board has to approve this by resolution or motion or whatever it is, and then we have to send it to the retirement department. They get a copy of it, and a copy goes in the file. So that's the new process. And anyway, so that's why we're doing this tonight. So Trustee Scotia has and Trustee Forte have both submitted calendars. So we'll address Trustee Forte's calendar first. So everybody has it here.
No, I only gave it to you.
Huh? Oh, you only gave
it to
me?
You're the only one that has a copy of it.
Oh, all right.
Figured it was everybody's concern.
No, yes, it has to be approved by the board, so we need copies for it, for everybody. All right. Terry, can you make copies for everybody, please? Thank you. All right, so we'll move on from that for now.
You got this.
Thank you, Ray.
Huh?
Oh,
be careful, Ray. Add that to buildings. Scout Bransky suggested a project to us that included the purchase of benches. We have a fund for parks and things that has about $4,000 in it. You know, each of these benches is $370. Two of them would cost $740, which is within our budget. You know, I think the board should consider paying for that.
I don't have a problem with that.
Maybe one of them. Part of their duties
is to do fundraising
and learn how to do that stuff. So, you know.
Well, they are going to do the work, though.
No, I understand. Well, but part is fundraising is a part of them getting out there and engaging the community and.
I mean, I've been involved in scouting for a long time, and an Eagle project is not really about the project. The Eagle project is about organization, due diligence, schedule, and performance. So the project is the process. It's not the benches. So I think that we should allow Scout Bramski, and I'm sure he will do well, but I think we should allow him to operate in his own realm, to let him accomplish what he can. And I would not be opposed to helping out at the end of the day, but he needs to go through the process. That's really the project, is the process. The two benches out there are the end result. So, but I appreciate that, and certainly we can help out if necessary. But I have no doubt that he will be able to get it done. All right, so while we're waiting, I also have the resolution to participate in the County Shared Service Initiative. So I would like to make a motion that we continue to participate and send a letter to the county indicating our approval to continue to participate.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that? Is everybody okay with it?
I'm fine with it.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. We have a motion for Main Street grant to apply for the technical services portion of the grant with the village share not to exceed $1,000. We will be working on completing the paperwork and getting the grant uploaded as quickly as possible.
I got one quick question. I'm not sure if it's 10% that we are due. Is it 10%, Laura? Do you know? It may be $2,000. Can we just say up to $2,000 just in case it's 10%?
Okay. Fine. Up to $2,000, that's fine also.
Okay.
All right.
So we don't have to redo it.
You think I covered what you want?
Yep.
Right?
For the Main Street Technical Assistance Grant.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, second by David. Any questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Let's see. So.
Is that the water rate?
All right, I'm just looking through here. So we need to approve the, what are we copying?
Time for calendars.
Oh, time calendars. Okay, so those are still out there. All right. We did the building improvements, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Did we do Guy's resolution?
Yep.
We did Guy's resolution. That was the inclusivity was Guy and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll set the water rates for 2017-18 residential water rates as follow. Base water rate for one or two people, $116. For 6 months, and each additional person in the house at $16 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay 1 1/2 times of the residential village rate. Commercial water rates will remain the same. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WPB01, at $70 per unit to pay for the water tank and Route 20 water projects. Discharge will be on the water billing every 6 months until year 2025, final bond and payments in 2025.
Second.
Motion by Randy, second by Guy. Any questions?
What was the base rate last year?
Same thing. Yeah, it didn't change. Here, give this to Dave over there. 1, 2, 3, 2. And, well, I guess I gave my originals away. All right, so I'm going to give you a minute. Let's take a look at Guy's first. We'll approve those.
at the water center.
Oh, what did I? Oh, yeah, right. We got
finished opening on the water, right?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Moving along here. I'm tired. All right, so any other questions on the water rate? All right, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so so you have before you Trustee Forte's calendar and Trustee Scosch's calendar. To the best of my knowledge, are the only members of the board that participate in the retirement system. So they're correct. The only ones that need to do them.
That's correct. We just have the two judges that did not hand those in yet.
And I've to let them know again.
I did.
I did, too. So does anyone have any, let's do Trustee Forte's. Anybody have any questions on Trustee Forte's calendar?
Are we going to be submit? Is this what's going to go to the retirement system? Because it's just, it's from 2016. It's from August of 2016. Are they okay with that?
Yep. Okay. Because he's going to really just that one never was approved by the board.
Okay. So we had it done.
So yeah. So now we're going to get it done. Turn it in. Yeah.
Fine with me.
Now, will this require a contribution on the part of the village?
It's a portion of. I think it's a portion of their percentage. Their pay goes to that.
Okay. It's a percentage set every year by the comptroller. You usually see it in the newspaper. Yeah. Every year, the comptroller sets a statewide percentage for various categories of employees. So, like police and fire are often at a higher rate because they get a richer retirement system, I guess. For other employees, it's lower, maybe around 10 or 12% ballpark.
And we have all, and they, these both of these guys have been participating in it right along, but we have not been in compliance with the rules. So that's all. So we're becoming compliant.
So there will be a spot on the budget each year.
There is one now. State retirement system. It's in the budget. Okay. There's one of the lines are there for that. And there's money was put in there to cover this already.
Okay.
But we need to get these in so that. When our auditor looks at this, he can say, yes, you're good.
Is he still here, by the way?
Oh, he's still here. Mm-hmm. I didn't, actually, yeah, I forgot to talk about that, but it's still ongoing. We're still being, the auditor, you'll be here until the end of October, at least.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Every day?
You have the auditor here every day?
Not every day. Mm-hmm. He's here, what, a couple days a week?
A lot.
He's here today.
Cramping your style.
Like, I've met with him twice, and you know, for like 2 hours on a Wednesday morning, twice so far. And I have another meeting scheduled with him, but you know, he wants to meet with me like
he's
every
just
other
very
week.
Needy. He needs stuff every 5 minutes.
He's a lot.
That's his job.
He's a very nice guy, though, and I've learned a lot so far. But
that's good.
He's very helpful.
Yeah.
And he is a nice guy. So, entertain a motion to approve Trustee Forte's calendar.
I'll make the motion.
Dave?
Second.
Bill? Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, you also have Trustee Scosch's calendar before you. Any questions on Trustee Scosch's calendar?
Are they going to accept this?
Yeah, actually, that's
I'll
the format.
With no titles or totals? Is there a total somewhere?
Well, originally, they told us to do it
this way, right?
And we were informed that, you know, we were
if they make me change
wrong,
it, I'll do it the
so.
Way they want it. So.
Yeah, I just don't want to get kicked back.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
You can skip
just
it.
Just meeting
right
it up. I mean, but we want to approve it. But
okay.
If you just dress it up a little bit. I sent you a sample, and if you have put the name and
yeah, I got this too. So
yeah,
so maybe we can drive. They kick it back.
Yeah.
I'll make it right.
No, that's no problem. Okay, so entertain a motion for Trustee Scosch's calendar.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Bill. Get a second.
Same.
Second by Guy. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, audit the bills 85 through 117 in the amount of $21,569.28 in the general fund and $1,365.16 in the water fund. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Randy to adjourn. Second by David.